San Francisco, known for its vibrant LGBTQ community, may soon have its first openly gay congressional representative, Scott Wiener. He stood up to the Trump administration's mass deportation agenda, passing legislation to require immigration agents to unmask, and he stood up for trans rights. Clinching the early lead, Wiener spoke at his election night party and says his lead shows the city is ready for change.
San Franciscans are ready for bold, forward-looking leadership, for real results, not just words. And a new generation of leaders, a new generation ready to take on the hardest issues facing our country. That is what San Franciscans told us tonight.
Wiener is largely seen as an establishment Democrat because he has backing from the technology and real estate industries. His push for housing reform led to major changes to CEQA, California's bedrock environmental protection law, a move Republicans have tried to make for decades without success. Another Democrat is emerging as the second vote-getter, progressive San Francisco supervisor Connie Chan. She would be the city's first Asian woman congressional representative. An immigrant from Hong Kong and backed by labor unions, Chan was outspent by her opponents, but she won the endorsement of Speaker Emerita's Nancy Pelosi just 2 weeks before Election Day. And Pelosi joined her in person in the final days, calling her the candidate for the working people. Chan reminded supporters that her campaign was supported and funded by working people during her election night party.
Tonight is a start for many, many people to see the billionaires, all not just in San Francisco, but across the nation. We're coming for you. We're coming for you from San Francisco to Washington, D.C. We're going to show you how progressive taxation looks like. We're going to show you what working people's power looks like.
Democratic candidate Choikat Chakrabarty, a tech millionaire, has come in third place. His claim to fame was being the chief of staff for New York Democratic Congresswoman, progressive Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Despite this, she refused to endorse a candidate in the race. Tim Redman, publisher of 48 Hills, told KPFA's Upfront show that Chakrabarty's past election spending put his progressivism into question.
He has put money into the conservative corporate Democrats. When the conservative corporate Democrats took over the Democratic County Central Committee, it was with Choikat Chakrabarty's money. So he supported Bilal Mahmoud, who defeated Democratic Socialist Dean Preston for the Board of Supervisors. So his only real record in San Francisco has been supporting the conservative Democrats. And I think a lot of folks looked at that and said, wait a minute, how do we trust this guy?
He described the coming November election with Wiener and Chan emerging as the frontrunners as a battle between the tech and real estate candidate versus the labor candidate. In other local elections, votes generally went in favor of the candidates and propositions endorsed by Mayor Daniel Lurie. Lurie threw his support behind district supervisors Stephen Sherrill and Alan Wong, who both won by large margins. For KPFA News, I'm Kennedy Cuello.